because of the way Atlanta plays, they like to go deep. You kind of expect them to try to test you guys early season later.
I'm sure they will. They got, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the league and one of the elite receivers in the league. And then another receiver on the other side who's been doing it at a high level for a long time. So I expect them to try to stretch the field off of their play-action game. And, you know, they are at home, so I'm sure they're going to get some momentum early on our side. But that's one thing we're going into the game knowing that we're trying to eliminate is that big play over the top. They can get some short passes earlier in the game, and we'll be okay with that. But the number one thing for us is keep that ball in front of us.
You're pretty familiar, I guess, with Matt Ryan, having played against him when you were in New Orleans a couple times. What are some challenges that he presents, and how do you get him out of a rhythm?
Well, I think the what makes him a good quarterback is the balance that he has. He's smart at the line of scrimmage, so he can get in and out of plays. They give him leeway at the line of scrimmage to put the offense in the best play based on what the defense showing. He gets rid of the ball really quick when his offensive line is struggling, so he doesn't give the rush time to get to him. He has weapons on the outside that he can get the ball to, and he takes care of the football. You know, he makes smart decisions. He's a very, very bright quarterback, and so the only thing you can do is try to get him off that rhythm. And to do that, you got to be able to cover early and make sure you don't allow him to get rid of the ball quickly and give your rush a little bit of time to get there, get home, and maybe disrupt him a little bit, especially when if they can get their run game going. That's when he's at his best, when they have a balanced attack. They can run the ball, run around, and then they give you play action and throw it deep to Julio or Roddy White. They execute at a high level when they're able to keep that balance. So we got to be able to stop the run and then cover early, give a little bit of time for our rush to get home.
Now, the expectations, obviously you know what goes on in this camp, and the expectations for this team with everything that changed are very high. How do you kind of control that as a player going into the game and not look past? I know everybody says they look at one game at a time, but not look past what the immediate thing is.
I think everybody has, you know, when you start your season, you make personal goals, you make team goals, and I don't think a person on this team or in this organization hasn't set the Super Bowl as a goal for this year. And I think everybody believes that we can make that happen. But the way you don't get caught looking too far off the distance is you fall in love with the process. And the process happens every single day. It happens with the way you watch film, with the way you practice, all the habits you build every day. And so we've done a lot of talking and harping on the process and falling in love with that. And so, and then you get, at the end of the day, you build something that you can look back and be proud of. And so I think that's how you do it. You just focus on one day at a time. And that's a very, very simple plan, but it's hard to execute. You know, especially in a town like this where everybody, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, where are we at the end of the year? But to get to the end of the year, there's a few months that we got to take care of. And so, you know, we won't forget about that part of this whole thing. And that's the fun part. You know, you start to build your legacy now, and a few months we'll look up and see where we're at.
Eric Rowe was saying that he was playing, like, outside at nickel and safety, you know, practice and everything. I mean, is that a lot for him to kind of handle at once, and how do you think he's doing with all that?
Give me 1 second. I got to make a fantasy pick right quick. Sorry.
Who
are
you taking?
Adrian Peterson. First off of all. Here we go.
He's not out there.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. All right, here we go. Eric Rowe. So.
What the hell was that all?
Hey, the draft started. I can't do it.
So was Shady on the board?
No, well, he was, but I got the first pick, so I took AP. Eric Rowe, though, you know, he's got to get on the field. And so, as a rookie, I think, you know, if you tell me wherever I can play to get on the field, that's what I'm going to do. So it's probably a lot for him to kind of take in. But we got to put the best five on the field, and we think that he can be in our best five. And so it might be at corner, it might be at nickel, it might be at safety. We need him to learn all those positions because we feel like he's our next best guy, and we want him on the field.
I know much has been talked about that nickel corner position throughout camp. Is Nolan that guy for this particular game, and how important is that position considering the matchups in this game?
Yeah, we're still not sure about that position yet going into this game. We've, like I said, we've got, you know, a bunch of different combinations that we can go with. We still aren't sure who they're going to put in the slot, whether it's Esther or Hinkerson. So those are two different body types. So, you know, we feel very, very confident in putting E.J. Biggers in there at slot, who played really well this camp. Nolan Carroll's been in there, Eric Rowe. All these guys we have a lot of faith in. So, you know, we're still trying to figure that out. Tomorrow's more of our third down package, third down in red zone. So we'll get a feel for who we want to go with and, you know, go from there.
Guys, two more questions. Malcolm's got to get to the second round. And the third.
And the third.
You know, you were here last year. I mean, you guys had a good year, 10-6 and everything. And then in the offseason, Chip kind of changed a lot of stuff around, especially in the secondary. What do you think that says about him and just, like, how he's willing to, you know, try different things, you know, whether they work or not?
I just think that, to me, what it says about him is that his bar and his expectations are high. You know, you said it was a good season at 10-6, and I don't think he felt that way. And so, you know, he's trying to go from good, where stats tell you, you know, if you go 10-6, that's a good season. He wants to be great. And so to do that, you've got to be able to push to that next level. And I think he's trying to do everything in his power to get there.
Would be easy to kind of stand pat and say, oh, yeah, we're a pretty young team, 10-6, 2 years in a row, you know, playoff team.
Right. That's what, and I think that goes to my point is it would be very easy, and he could have a way out of, you know, justifying everything he's done by saying, oh, you know, we're a young team, 10-6 is good, 2 years in a row. But that's not his intention. That's not why he's in the NFL as a coach. That's not why he shows up every day. He shows up to be great, and he wants to put guys in this room that are of the same mindset. And as players, we see that and we feed off that as well. We don't want to be 10-6. We want to be champions. And so, you know, whatever that, whatever we need to do to get there, that's what we'll do.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.